This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The 76ers are scrapping their plan to bring the team to Center City, Philadelphia. On Sunday, the Sixers reversed course, saying they will not build a $1.3 billion arena near Chinatown. Instead, they'll remain in South Philly. WHYY's Aaron Moselle of Plan Philly has been reporting on the future of the arena since day one. He joins us this morning. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, Jen.
What have the Sixers decided to do?
The team has effectively decided to start from scratch, you know, abandon their plans to build an arena along East Market Street in Center City, and instead join forces with Comcast Spectacor to build a facility at the Stadium District in South Philly, where the city's pro teams have been playing, you know, all these decades. And the new facility will be the new home for the Sixers, but also the Flyers, which are owned by Comcast.
So they've essentially nixed the plan to move the arena to Center City, Philly, after Mayor Parker and City Council spent a lot of time passing legislation to greenlight the plan.
Yeah, that's right. The decision comes less than a month after City Council passed legislation authorizing the Sixers to build an arena on top of SEPTA's Jefferson Station near Chinatown. And that vote followed a very contentious legislative process that included full-day public hearings and hours of closed-door negotiations, and it ended with Mayor Parker signing those bills just before Christmas. You know, now the whole process will essentially start over with this new proposal, so there's, you know, a whole lot that still needs to be worked out. And at this point, we don't have a lot of concrete information about how we got here.
Mayor Parker spoke publicly about the change of course on Monday. In a nutshell, what did she say?
Yeah, she called the deal with Comcast a curveball that she didn't see coming. But she also hailed the new plan, and she said it was an exciting opportunity for the city, especially considering that Comcast is planning to transform the sports complex into a year-round destination with retail and restaurants and a new concert venue. And she also told reporters that she isn't spending a lot of time thinking about how the Market East plan failed. And that's partially because the deal with Comcast includes a commitment to invest in that area, which has struggled to thrive for a really long time. You know, of course, she's also pleased that union workers stand to benefit from this new plan, just like they did with the old one.
Do we think Mayor Parker was in the dark till we all heard the news about this?
You know, as we've said, at this point, we really don't know how this all came together. Josh Harris, whose company owns the Sixers, said yesterday that negotiations started in early December and that they brought the mayor in, you know, as soon as it made sense. But, you know, it's no secret that Comcast had always wanted the Sixers to stay in South Philly, and they spent a lot of time and money trying to convince decision makers that it would be best for everyone in the city if that happened. And it appears the Sixers eventually came around to that argument. And, you know, we don't know exactly why, but here we are with this new arena.
Aaron, what can be said about what this decision means to arena opponents, the hardworking citizens and community groups that felt threatened by the arena in Center City?
Arena opponents are celebrating this deal overall. They spent the last 2 years holding hundreds of rallies and protests and press conferences with the hopes of derailing the proposed arena for Center City because they saw it as an existential threat to nearby Chinatown. And organizers are saying that those efforts seem to have really paid off here. You know, now that the Sixers proposal is dead, Chinatown residents and businesses can really breathe a sigh of relief knowing that their community is no longer under threat.
WHYY's Aaron Moselle of Plan Philly, thank you for your time this morning.
You got it.
And you can read Aaron's reports on the 76ers arena at whyy.org/planphilly. This is Morning Edition.